理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. Well, many of you know that we've been hearing about a story, Doris's story, when she lived on the east coast of Taiwan back in the 1950s. It's called A Visit from a Friend.
Doris has been telling us about her life in Hualien, and Doris, now we're going to talk about some dangerous adventures. You are quite a brave person.
Well, I don't know if I'm a brave person, but when you live someplace and things happen, you just take part in it and enjoy it.
Enjoy it, okay. I don't think all of our students know this, but back at this time in the 1950s, Doris was only about 23 years old, right, Doris?
That's right. It seems like a long time ago, but time goes very quickly.
Okay, well, we want to hear more of Doris's story. We invite you now to join us on page 46 for Dangerous Adventures.
A Visit from a Friend. Dangerous Adventures. Then we went back to Sakura with them to ride logs. After the trees were cut down, they were brought down the mountain on cables. The logs were then loaded onto buffalo carts, which took them to the harbor. We sat on those logs as they swung down the mountain on the cables. It was probably a dangerous thing to do, but the spectacular view was worth it. The week with Jerry went all too fast. Too bad she couldn't stay longer. I would have liked her to join some of my meetings with the Tayo people in the mountains south of Hualien.
Well, this is an exciting story. I've heard this story before, but tell us, Doris, a little bit about this log riding.
Well, the people in the mountains, of course, cut down the trees. They wanted to sell the timber to Japan and other countries, but they had no way of getting it to the port. And so, of course, they had to cut it down, put it on buffalo carts, and take it to the port. But how did they get them down from the mountains? They had big cables, and the logs would swing down the mountains. And it was kind of fun riding on the logs.
Okay. Do you mean to say you were riding on these logs like a swing, maybe? How was it?
Well, see, the logs had big cables attached to them, and as they would come down the mountain, of course, they would kind of swing back and forth, and you had to hang on tightly.
Okay. Was there a cable on either end of the log, or was the cable in the middle of the log?
No, there was cables on either end of the log, and sometimes we would ride in the middle. Later on, they wouldn't let people do that anymore. They said it's too dangerous.
Well, yes, it is very dangerous. We're not talking about a log ride at Disneyland. We're talking about swinging from these big cables up in the mountains, and if those cables broke or somebody slid off this log, it could be very dangerous.
Yes, it was very difficult. Even getting up there, you had to ride up on this cable on a little platform, and then you had to step across, and it was way, way, way down if you would fall, and to get across to where you could get on the log was not easy.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's look at the word cable in line three for one moment. A cable is a very strong, thick rope, and it could be made out of twine or metal or steel cables.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that these logs were brought down off the mountain so that they could take them to the harbor. And as you mentioned, Doris, they would put these huge logs on these buffalo carts. Now, we have a picture of one here at the top of this page, and we know that these logs were very heavy. I don't know how these buffalo could handle them.
I used to feel sorry for the buffalo because they had to pull a lot of heavy loads. Everything they did had to be carried by the buffaloes. They didn't have many trucks in those days.
Mm. Now, that was probably quite a distance for the buffalo. It would take them some time, but they finally would take them to the harbor. And that's where the logs would get, they would take the logs off the buffalo cart and put them on boats and ship them to places, as you said, to Japan. Now, the harbor is the place where the boats are docked, and that could be a bay or a place where the big boats can come in very close to the land to take on loads or to unload loads.
Okay. Now, I just noticed something here that I didn't notice earlier, but you say that actually when you rode those logs when they were on the cables, that it gave you a spectacular view, right?
Well, it really did, but you had to hang on tightly. But we were quite high up in the mountains. And as you came down, and you could just see the ocean, and you could see the trees as you went by. And it was kind of fun, but you did hang on very tightly.
Again, I think I would be a little bit too afraid of the height. I don't know about you, but it would be difficult. I don't think I'd be looking at the ocean.
I'm just amazed that they let you do it at all. I think the owners or the people operating this equipment would be afraid for you, but obviously they let you do it, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, I just did whatever the tribes people did. Sometimes they would jump off of high rocks into the river, and I followed them to do whatever they did. And when they did this, I thought I should do it too.
Okay, well, it says the week with Jerry went all too fast. So Jerry had a lot of adventures with you, but the week that she was here went by very quickly. You say it went by all too fast, which kind of emphasizes the fact that it went by too quickly.
Yes, it did go by very quickly, and of course we could speak English together. I had to try to learn tile and to learn Chinese, and when my friend came, I could speak English with her.
Well, this is an interesting phrase. Too bad she couldn't stay longer. Let's take a look at this sentence in a different way. Liz is going to give us a language tip.
Hi, students. My name is Liz, and welcome to today's usage tips. The sentence we're looking at is on page 46, line 9. Too bad she couldn't stay longer. 这个句子一开始的主词与动词都不见了，会不会觉得很奇怪呢？ 其实我们可以在原句中加上 it is 以及 that， 好让原句成为 it is too bad that she couldn't stay longer， 只是原句把 it is 以及 that 都省略掉了，但是意思还是相同的。这种省略方式只会在比较轻松的口语情境出现，不过不是所有形容词都适用哦，我们要小心，不要随便以此类推。 这篇文章之所以会有这样的句型，是因为这是一篇故事形式的文章。故事形式的文章有时候会有几句比较口语化的句型，好让故事显得比较轻松一点。Okay, well, let's look at some examples here. Well, it's too bad that you have to work during a holiday. 可以改成 too bad you have to work during a holiday. Well, want to practice more? Well, you have to open to page 45. 是的。 请翻到第45页的Usage Tips， 你就会看到更多的练习例句。答案在第46页，希望大家可以多多练习。And that's it for now. I'll see you next time on the next Usage Tips. Back to you, Vicky.
Thank you, Liz. That's a good teaching point here. Too bad. Another way we could say it is, unfortunately, she couldn't stay longer, so Jerry had to return to Taichung.
Right, and it was a long time till I had another guest.
Well, it says you would have liked her to join you in some of your meetings with the Tile people in the mountains south of Hualien. Well, maybe there was a chance you could do that with her later, but not at that time.
Well, it looks like we have to go to the chat room and see what Ken and Rachel have for us. Then we'll take a short break. When we come back, we will hear the conclusion of Doris's story.
Welcome to the chat room. In today's lesson, we learned that Doris liked to ride logs.
Right. That sounds a little dangerous, Ken, but it also sounds like fun.
Now, I know we can use logs to build things, but do logs have other uses?
Sure. In America, some people use logs for firewood. When I was a kid, we heated our home in the winter by throwing logs into a furnace.
Wow, that sounds so old-fashioned.
I know, but sometimes it's cheaper than electric heat. And I liked throwing the logs onto the fire.
Interesting. Log 是圆形的木材，像森林中的小木屋就叫做 log cabin、啊、用原木建造的小屋。而冬天在壁炉烧的这个木材呢，叫做 firewood。要注意 firewood 和 wood 一样、啊、这两个都是不可数的名词，不能够加 s。如果你加了 s, woods 就变成了树林。A log cabin in the woods, 在树林中的小木屋。So what's timber? I've heard people yell timber when they cut down a tree.
You're right. We often yell timber when we cut down a tree, mostly as a warning. But timber also describes the wood from the trees that can be used for building.
Okay, so if I want to build a house with wood, I should go buy some timber?
Actually, you would buy some lumber. We usually use the word lumber to describe cut wood. But if we're still in the forest, we refer to it as timber.
木材还有两个字 timber 和 lumber. 差别是在于 timber 是指这个还没有经过加工才刚刚砍下来的这个木材叫 timber。Lumber 呢是已经切割好的木料。那 timber 还有一个比较有趣的用法，就是那个伐木工人在树木即将要倒下来的时候，他们会先大叫 timber， 意思就是说树木要倒下来咯，来警告周遭的人。
It's time for a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
True or false?Buffalo carts have been used in Taiwan over 300 years. True or false? Buffalo carts have been used in Taiwan over 300 years. True! For centuries, the buffalo has played an important role in Taiwan's culture. Next time you see a water buffalo, be sure to thank him.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. Well, it's time for us now to bring you the conclusion of Doris's story, A Visit from a Friend.
Before the break, Doris was talking a little bit about some of the dangerous things she was doing, riding logs down mountains. Now we're going to learn that she likes to jump off rocks, high rocks, into the river. Let's continue with the reading now on page 46 and line 13.
A Visit from a Friend. It was always fun swimming in the river with my tile friends. We jumped off huge rocks into the pools of water below. I sometimes worried whether the water was deep enough. But since the local people didn't seem concerned, I just followed their lead. Sometimes there would be buffalo cooling themselves in those pools.They never seemed to mind if we joined them. As Jerry left for Taichung, we made plans to meet again at a summer youth camp at Sun Moon Lake. Jerry promised to arrange for some of my tribal friends to join the camp, too. There we would have a whole big lake to swim in.
Well, as we begin this next section, I can almost imagine Doris out there with the tile people swimming in the river, jumping off of these high rocks into these pools, Doris.
Well, there weren't a lot of things you could do, and they didn't have swimming pools or anything in those days. It was very hot, and so the tribes people liked to swim in the river, and the buffalo would also be in the river.Because buffalo also get very hot, and they would sit in the river to cool off. So if you were going to jump off of a rock into the water, you had to be careful you didn't hit a buffalo.
That's right. You do mention the pools of water. Now, we often talk about swimming pools, but a pool of water is just a still body of water, often located in the river.
Right, and it's usually deep enough where you could go inside and cool down,or go in the water and cool down like you did, Doris. I would imagine it was a lot of fun. You jumped off the rocks, and you said you had to avoid the buffalo, but you also wanted to avoid hitting rocks. What did you think about that?
Well, there would often be high rocks in these rivers, and then where there was a lot of water, you could jump in there like diving into the pool. And I ordinarily wouldn't do that. But all my friends in the tribes, they'd say, oh, come on, let's do this, Liebig. And so I followed them. I did whatever they did. They always wanted me to join them. So when they jumped off the rocks, I had to do it too.
So you were a little concerned that it may not be deep enough, but because they were doing it, she thought, or you thought, you could do it also. And you mentioned here, I just followed their lead. Now, when you follow someone's lead, you're just following their example, or what they're doing, you're doing.
Right. You're not really sure what to do yourself, so you look at what the other people are doing and imitate them. Follow someone's lead. Let's look at this phrase in today's skit.
Is everyone having fun camping?
I'm bored.
Well, let's sing a song. Just follow my lead.
A song?
Yeah, a song. Just follow my lead. Ready? Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. Well, okay, maybe we won't sing a song. Let's play a game.
A game?
Yeah, just follow my lead. A game. Ready? Simon says, put up your hands. Simon says, act like a chicken. Okay, so maybe not a game. I know. Let's cook hot dogs.
Cook hot dogs?
Yeah.
Hot dogs?
Let's cook hot dogs. Okay. Just follow my lead.
Okay, yeah.
Take your stick.
Okay.
And, have a hot dog. Okay. Follow my lead. Put the hot dog on the stick.
Okay.
Put the stick on the fire.
Yeah.
And in a few minutes, you will have hot dogs that are
burnt.
Ew.
It's all black.
Ew.
Burnt.
I have an idea.
Yeah?
Can we follow someone else's lead?
Yeah.
Okay, to follow someone's lead, to follow their example, or to do what they're doing, and that's what Doris did. You followed their lead, they jumped in, you jumped in, and you just had a good time.
Well, when you're with people, especially people who live differently than you do, it's nice to join them in the things they do. Like when you go to another country, you should do what those people do. And I tried to do the same thing in Hualien.
So I imagine not just swimming, but you followed their lead in many things. Of course, you were kind of new to this area. You had moved there from the United States, and you didn't really know their customs too well. So it's a good idea when you are in a new country, as you said, to look around, see what they're doing, and follow their lead.
This must have been quite a picture. You know, Doris, I've been swimming with you in a river in Hualien, but we didn't have buffalo swimming along with us. But you tell us here the buffalo didn't seem to mind, and apparently you didn't seem to mind either.
No, the buffalo were just sitting there cooling off, and we tried to jump where we would avoid the buffalo, and they just looked at us. But when you're with people, it's always nice to do the things that they do. And when you go to another country, you should get into their culture. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tried to do, pound out the rice, swim with them, do whatever they did.
But I think your family and friends back home would be surprised to see all of the things that you were doing at this time. But most of them couldn't come and visit, right?
That's right. And in those days, we couldn't even make telephone calls very easily, and we certainly didn't have TV.
Well, that's why it makes it more special when someone could come visit you, like your friend Jerry. But unfortunately, Jerry had to leave. As Jerry left for Taichung, you made plans to meet again at a summer youth camp at Sun Moon Lake. Now, how long between that time and the plan going to Sun Moon Lake? Would it be a few months, maybe?
Yes, it was a few months, and I took some of my Tile friends there. They had never been to a place like Sun Moon Lake. It was a big adventure for them.
Of course, Sun Moon Lake is a very beautiful place. Now, you tell us about a youth camp. What is a youth camp?
A youth camp is a place where young people get together and do a lot of activities. And I started some of the very first youth camps where people from all around Taiwan could meet together at Sun Moon Lake.
Well, going to a camp is a lot of fun, but it's especially fun for people living in a city where they're not really used to going outdoors and enjoying outdoor activities.
Well, it was especially fun for the people from Hualien to see that huge big lake instead of just this little bit of pools in the river.
That's right. And people would come from all over. So Jerry would bring people and you would bring people and all of these people would come together and sing songs and have a good time together.
We had the very first youth camps in Taiwan.
Okay. Well, it's time for us to review today's lesson. We'll be back in a moment for the conclusion of this lesson.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。第一个重点，我们看 cable 这个名词。Cable 是指很粗的缆绳或钢索，例如 ，the workers used cables to fasten the box。工人们用缆绳固定这个箱子。Cable 也可以指 cable television， 意思是有线电视。例如 ，Do you have cable？ 你们家有有线电视吗？接下来我们看的是 follow someone's lead 这个动词片语。Lead 在这里是名词，意思是带领或领导，所以 follow someone's lead 就是指效法对方所做的，或者是有样学样。例如 ，Kathy decided to follow her sister's lead and study abroad. Kathy 决定效法姐姐到国外读书。如果是在某方面效法某人，也可以用 and 这个介系词。例如 ，They followed the other company's lead in investing in the foreign market.他们效法别家公司投资在海外市场。最后我们看 camp 这个名词， camp 本来有露营的营地的意思，但是在这里是指营队，多半是在假期为孩子或者是青少年举行，有固定的活动。例如 summer camp 是指夏令营，或者是课文提到的 youth camp 是指青年营，或者是 tennis camp 网球营等等。And I hope you enjoyed our language tips today. And now, the word bank.
Cable. The men used strong cables to lift the car off the ground. Harbor. Many ships and boats are tied up in the harbor. Follow someone's lead.I don't know this dance very well, so I'll just follow my partner's lead. Camp. Every summer, the Thompson sisters go to a 2-week camp in the mountains.
A visit from a friend.Dangerous adventures. Then we went back to Sakura with them to ride logs. After the trees were cut down, they were brought down the mountain on cables. The logs were then loaded onto buffalo carts, which took them to the harbor. We sat on those logs as they swung down the mountain on the cables. It was probably a dangerous thing to do,But the spectacular view was worth it. The week with Jerry went all too fast. Too bad she couldn't stay longer. I would have liked her to join some of my meetings with the Tayo people in the mountains south of Hualien. A visit from a friend. It was always fun swimming in the river with my Tayo friends.We jumped off huge rocks into the pools of water below. I sometimes worried whether the water was deep enough. But since the local people didn't seem concerned, I just followed their lead. Sometimes there would be buffalo cooling themselves in those pools. They never seemed to mind if we joined them. As Jerry left for Taichung,We made plans to meet again at a summer youth camp at Sun Moon Lake. Jerry promised to arrange for some of my tribal friends to join the camp, too. There we would have a whole big lake to swim in.
Well, Doris, 50 years ago, it was a very special thing when a friend would come to visit you Now today, I know your schedule a little bit, and I know that a lot of friends are coming to visit you here in Taiwan.
Yes, and now we have mobile phones. We can talk to people all over the world. We can visit people in other places, but we need to learn their cultures too.
Well, the world is much more modern today than it was 50 years ago on the east coast of Hualien or Taiwan. Well, students, we know that you enjoyed this story, and we'll be back with a new lesson for you next time. Be sure to join us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.
Bye.